Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Game one, Diamondbacks and Brewers. A best of three series, all three games if necessary at American Family Field. Corbin Burnes for the Crew against Brandon Pfaadt for the Diamondbacks. Things started quickly in the bottom of the first for the Crew. Leadoff man Yelich drew a walk. William Contreras blooped a broken bat single to put runners on the corners with nobody out for Carlos Santana.
The 0-1. Ground ball towards the middle. It's a base hit. Yelich scores. Contreras stops at second, and the Brewers have a 1-0 lead.
Jeff Levering's call here, and a good start. Did not quite capitalize on it, though. The next three batters would strike out. But nonetheless, in the next inning, they made sure to add on the runs they wanted to get in the first. Tyrone Taylor at the plate.
Fly ball deep left. It is way back. It is gone. Tyrone Taylor on a two-strike pitch goes deep for a two-run bomb. 3-0 Brewers in the second inning.
Felt like a dream. It felt like exactly how it was supposed to go. Corbin Burnes on the mound, and you're rolling. Then a little bit of a speed bump in the third inning. At one point, he struck out three batters in a row between the second and third. Then he allowed a single by Geraldo Perdomo. The next batter, Corbin Carroll, rocked a changeup, a no-doubt blast to Toyota territory for a two-run homer to make it a one-run game. And then Ketel Marte on the very next pitch lined a cutter over the short wall in right field to make it a 3-3 ball game. Then three batters later to lead off the fourth inning, Gabriel Moreno hit a no-doubter of his own on a hanging slider from Burnes, and all of a sudden, it was 4-3 Diamondbacks. But in the fifth inning, the Brewers formed another rally deep into the Arizona bullpen. Ryan Nelson was the man that took over at that point. Sal Frelick led off with a single through the right side. Willy Adames went to the opposite way for his single. Then Josh Donaldson lined one back up the middle. It loaded the bases with nobody out. Bryce Terang struck out, but then they went back to the bullpen. Sidearmer Ryan Thompson had the assignment to take on Tyrone Taylor.
Line drive caught by Longoria at third. He throws to second, and they double up Willy Adames. Oh, my goodness. Evan Longoria, the multiple Gold Glove winner, shows it off at third base. Climbs as high as he can on the ladder, and with the slimmest margin of leather in his glove, pulls down what would have been at least a game-tying hit for Tyrone Taylor.
That was the biggest moment of the game. Bases loaded, nobody out. The Brewers couldn't get anything across. But net, it's still just a one-run game, and the Brewers' bullpen came to shine. Abner Uribe threw a zero on the board. Elvis Piguero, in his return, threw a zero on the board. Hobie Milner, across two innings of work, he threw a zero on the board. And it was a big spot in the seventh inning. The speedster, Corbin Carroll, is on first base. Yoel Piom's back on the mound, and Leverage had a moment to keep this a one-run game.
Another 3-2 coming. Carroll jumping around. There he goes. Pitch, swing and a miss. Throw to second base. Contreras on the bag. Tag, got him! Strike him out. Throw him out. Double play.
In fact, Contreras had thrown out another runner in the ninth inning as well. He threw out two runners against the team that has the second most stolen bases in the game. He was phenomenal. But then we go to the ninth inning. Still a one-run game. Brewers still hanging on, trying to make sure this stays one run. They go to their closer, Devin Williams, and it was not his night. He walked the first batter, the nine-hitter Geraldo Perdomo. Then Carroll drew a walk. He bounced back to strike out Marte, but then he walked Tommy Pham. Now, in between all this, there was the caught stealing, so there's two outs for Christian Walker. In fact, Devin got ahead of him with a 1-2 count. Walker worked the count full. With runners on second and third, he made him play.
Swinging a liner into left center, deep off the wall. It is going to score two, and Christian Walker comes through big time.
You could hear the crowd just deflate on that moment, and the Brewers would end up falling by that final score of 6-3. Game two tomorrow, same time, same place, 6:08, Freddie Peralta against Zach Gallen. Brewers have to win to survive. Diamondbacks win, and they go to Los Angeles to take on the Dodgers. We'll talk about that game, preview it, and give a few more texts in here as well as we get ready to say goodnight on a wacky night at American Family Field. Back with more after this on WTMJ.